What's going on, gang? Welcome to a brand new Tuesday episode of the show. Thank you for joining us. I'm excited to have you here. We got a lot to talk about today. Got a lot to unpack. Okay, a lot to unpack here, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, man? I'm just at the house. Got a nice big coffee here, you know. Nice big cup of coffee, and I spent all day trying to figure out if I'm autistic. How's your Monday going or whatever, you know? Here's where this all started. I had a fan send me, she just goes, "Are you retarded?" And I was like, "Yeah, for sure." So that was my official diagnosis. Now, I had a fan email me this article from Chris Rock just did like an interview with the Hollywood Reporter. I'm excited to read it. I love when you see a cover for a magazine come out and you're like, I'm going to go buy that magazine. I love doing it. Happens like once a year. You know what I mean? Once a year, they're like, here's Frank Ocean's ass on the cover of GQ. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to buy that. I'm going to fucking, oh yeah. You know? So like once a year, fucking something. But this is going to be my once a year. I'm going to go buy, you know. This fucking, if you're subscribed to any magazines you like, fucking tell me about them. Because, you know, I do like magazines. I fucking do. I almost want to sign up for a fucking newspaper. Like, I think newspapers are just cool. You know what I mean? Like, you ever go to the deli or, like, the bodega and they got that, like, New York Times sitting on the fucking counter, like, today's issue? And you're like, that would be fucking cool to get that every single day. You know what I mean? But the problem with reading a newspaper is you can't do it without having, like, 4,000 square feet. You know what I mean? To fucking unroll that god, it looks like a treasure map from a kid's cartoon. Just fucking break that thing out. Who holds a fucking newspaper? It's like you're now holding a wall. You know what I mean? You're fucking holding a wall. It's like you're holding a gigantic floor tile. And you're just like, oh, interesting. The stats are going up. Huh. What an impractical way to read. But anyways. I don't think I should fucking pay the New York Times for an online membership. I just don't. I just don't think that makes any fucking sense. Like, I think you should pay for, like, you know, music you like or fucking art you like or a podcast hosted by a funny comedian in New York that you like. You should support those things. You know what I mean? You should buy a fucking hoodie. But, you know, I for some reason, I just don't think I should have to pay to see the news. I don't know. I could maybe be flipped on that, but I just think that's a little fucking stupid. You know what I mean? To go every time you go to, you click on a New York Times article, it's like, would you like to join? It's only a dollar a day. Would you like to? It's like dealing with a fucking crackhead. Every time you hit that article, can you please join? It's a dollar a day. You're going to have right now you have access to two articles a week. If you join, I'll give you five articles. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? Why are they doing it and other fucking news sources aren't doing it? It's interesting. That's why I only use fucking Fox News, bro. That's why the fuck it's fucking free, man. My fucking mind is free, man. And that's what it's not better anywhere. I hope that you have to just pay for all news at some point and then I'm just not going to have news. That would be nice. But anyways, I was reading this Chris Rock article, and he talks about how he found out. Why am I speaking like a fucking Canadian accent right now? So he found out. He found out. There we go. Put a little fucking English on that. That he's got this learning disability called NVLD, nonverbal learning disability. And he said he's been going to, like, therapy for, like, 42 hours a day to, like, fucking figure this out. He's like, I thought, you know, the problem was just other people. I thought it was about, you know, I was having problems because I was famous. He's like, turns out it's me. So out of curiosity, I started looking up this fucking, you know, disability or disorder, whatever you want to call it. Because the person who sent it to me was like, do all comedians have this? And when I was reading it, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, did I have a fucking learning disability? You know what I mean? Like, I'm pulling up this article right now because so many of the fucking, like, when I look back at my childhood, right, it's crazy. Like, I would never think, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I was actually disabled. You know what I mean? Because I was just a fucking lazy, shitty kid that was depressed and had a hard time, liking certain people. I don't know, like, I was a very smart kid, but basically all the fucking symptoms of this thing is, like, you can't focus, you can't do math, like, you got strong vocabulary and language, but, like, you you have trouble maintaining friendships. I'm like, yeah, that's, like, fucking, that's me. That's fucking me, dude. You know, and I always just chalked it up to being, like, yeah, I never fucking, you know, I'd fuck this shit. Like, I'd be sitting in a class and the teacher would be like, do that. And I'm just like, no, I'm not fucking doing it. Why? Because you said so, lady? Just because you said so, you know? I think when a kid starts watching porn at, like, fucking 7 years old, it's hard to tell that kid to start doing homework. You know what I mean? Because it's like, no, I know there's real shit going on. I know there's fucking, it's like, I know you're having sex, lady. You want me to fucking do this? Lady, come on. You know, I'm not just going to scramble with a fucking number two pencil to do this math problem when I know you got a hairy beaver under there. that's so stupid. But, you know, I just, like, I was over. What I'm saying is I was over it. That's what the fuck I'm saying. You know what I mean? I was just over. By the time I hit, like, sixth, seventh grade, I just stopped doing homework, classwork, all that shit. I just wouldn't do it. I would fucking hide my phone and just be on the internet, you know what I mean, reading shit, and, you know, and that was it. Or sleeping. I didn't care. But still, a lot of my teachers loved me. The smart ones loved me because they knew, you know, they're like, oh, like, I had some fucking amazing teachers really make a difference. I had some amazing teachers that I'm still, like, Facebook friends with. You know what I mean? We still fucking send nudes to one another. It's like, you call it inappropriate, I call it education. But no, I mean, like, I had some fucking amazing teachers who, like, understood me. Like, I remember my English teacher. I loved this woman. She's so intelligent and understanding. And, like, I was, like, a devout atheist as a kid. And I remember being shocked when she told me she was religious because she was, like, this, you know, Boston liberal. And I was like, what? Why are you religious? You're smart. And she was, you know, she explained to me, she's like, there's just more, there's, you know, I like it. It gives me a sense of, you know, it just gives me community and all. She wouldn't really give me her reasons, but little things like that just made me kind of question even my own shit as a kid. But when I told her that I was like, I think I know what I'm going to do. I was like, I'm going to move to New York and do comedy. She almost jumped out of her chair. She was like, yeah, you need to do that. She's like, that's it. You should do that. You know, and that's the kind of people you need in your life. That's, like, it's important that if you don't fit into the mold, you know what I mean? Because I don't think there's any reality that exists that I wouldn't have, you know, I'm sure I could have made money in another career, but I would have, you know, there's just no reality I would have been able to sustain that either emotionally or whatever. Like, I'm just not, you know, I just can't wake up at 9 a.m. and just fuck it. I'm just not one of those people. But anyways, I was, like, looking at this guy's fucking, like, you know, what Chris Rock said his symptoms were. I was like, I think I have all that shit, you know? And now it's also, like, I think there's something exciting about being, like, hey, maybe I fucking had something. And I don't really care. You know what I mean? I don't really care. But it would explain some of my own fucking, you know, I was a very anxious kid. I had, like, a serious anxiety disorder that I knew nothing about until, like, fucking a year ago. I just thought this isn't what life feels like. It's like you're on a turbulent airplane at all times. You know what I mean? And then I got a little bit older. Once, like, that fucking bubbled up, I was like, oh, shit, it's time to read about this fucking anxiety thing. You know? I was like, oh, everybody just doesn't feel, like, palpable fear at all times. It's not all of you. But that was, like, my, you know, that was my childhood. I was in a lot of fear as a kid. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to look back at your fucking childhood and be like, maybe I had, like, a, you know, maybe I had a fucking problem. Maybe my personality type just, like, doesn't work with this conventional stuff. Maybe it's not because I was, look, and I am kind of lazy, but maybe it's also because, you know, but I don't know. I really have no fucking idea. I want to pull up these, these symptoms. I'm looking for this. We can go through it. We can see if we can diagnose me. I might have just been watching too much Love on the Spectrum. Like, that might just be, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, oh, I want to fuck in. I want to be on Netflix. That's my way in. I email Netflix. I'm like, hello, I'm disabled. I'd like to be on your show now, please. Okay, here it is. Here it is. You get nonverbal. I know I'm all over the fucking place today, but nonverbal learning disorder, as he's come to understand it, he has tremendous difficulty with nonverbal signs, which he goes, I understand all the words. Let's see. I'm trying to think of where does he fucking describe? This is like a different article. Yeah, he says, by the way, all these things that are great for writing jokes are just not great for one-on-one relationships. He goes, I'd always just chalk it up to being famous. Anytime someone would respond to me in a negative way, I think, whatever, they're responding to something that has to do with who they think I am. Now I'm realizing it was me. A lot of it was me. Well, see, and lately, especially in the last 2 weeks, I've been going through like some very similar shit of, I've been realizing my own faults. I'm always quick to call people out for when they fuck up because I always hold people to like a perfect standard, but I don't do it nearly enough to myself in terms of like my own behavior towards people. You know what I mean? So, and I don't want to be that way. I don't like, I want to be, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be a good force. I want to be a good energy. I want to move like, I feel like I don't do things ever against my morals, but I also feel like I could be much nicer to people. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of, it's very funny to not be nice to people. It's funny. But, you know, if there's a fucking joke behind it, but a lot of people, you know, Corinne Fisher fucking put it so beautifully the other day. We were talking about somebody and she goes, some people just think that being rude is funny. You know what I mean? Like without any fucking jokes behind it. And that's definitely like a new fucking brand that's popped up. And it you know, it's very annoying. But what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, but yeah, I've been like trying to take a, you know, take a accountability for the way I fucking behave in my own personal relationships and not do that, you know, just I think that's important. Like I was in a big fight with my brother recently. And, you know, it took me a few days to put my fucking ego aside, you know, of just that, like, fucking, you know, and instead be like, no, what about me? Like, what the fuck? Like, if I look back, I'm sure I wasn't, you know, being the best brother for the last couple of years. You know what I mean? Like, I was talking to my mom about this shit and, you know, instead of when you're in a fight with somebody, I feel like the reflex is usually, but they did that and they did this. And, you know, and that's not, and like, that's like the fucking, you know, when you're in a fight, you're looking for what the other person fucked up on. But I think my new trick is when I'm in a fight, I'm going to look at me and go, okay, I got to be honest with myself. What did I fuck up on? What did I do wrong? And I was talking to my mom about this and I was like, no, if I look back at the last 2 years, like, yeah, I'd probably fucking, you know, be unhappy with me too if I was him. So, you know, I wrote all this shit down, sent it over. And when you do that, don't send it to them with like, hey, I'm taking responsibility for my end of when things got fucked up, for what I did wrong. You know what I mean? And instead focus on it like, you know, here's what, like, okay, the reason you don't want to do that is because you don't want it to sound like you're asking them to admit where they fucked up. Like, it's like, no, if you like truly come forward and take some responsibility just for you and you don't even focus on the other person, I think the other person will instinctively be like, yeah, you know what, I forgive you, but I did some things too, that's my bad. I think that's what it, like, it's very endearing, I think. But to see somebody really humble themselves to the point of just being like, look, like, I don't even care about what you did wrong. I just know I'm not performing at the standard I should be performing at, and I apologize for that. But yeah, man, it's just like I look at so many fucking business relationships and like friendships that I've had, and I had like, it feels like when I was younger, I'd have like a reflex to implode them and be like, okay, this isn't working for me. or this person did. Usually what would happen is I would feel like this person did this to me, and I'd feel very upset and hurt by it, and I'd be like, I wouldn't do that to them. And then I would just be like, you know what? Then fuck this. I don't need to be friends with them. And then I would just implode the entire relationship. But now what I'm realizing is like, no, you can have different kinds of friends. You can have the friend who fucking once a month you grab a beer with. You can have the, you know, you can have your best friends. You don't need to treat like, but the problem with my brain is everything is all or nothing. Always. Which is also a symptom of this shit. But everything is fucking all or nothing at all times. Like, I've had so many exes tell me that, like, I'm either all in or I'm not. It's hard for me to fucking be in between. But I'm learning to. You know what I mean? I'm fucking learning to. I'm learning to just go, okay, let's just let this be what it is. That's, like, one of the best dating things I've realized is let things breathe. Don't go fucking frantically rushing in and trying to define this and put a label on it. And, you know, let fucking 9 months pass and see what's what. It's okay. You know what I mean? Just slow down. It doesn't all have to be fucking immediately. Right this second. Boom, I need, you know? And then there was another, the other thing was, what was it? Aside from being like super all or nothing, like that I'm trying to fix and just, you know, learn. You can put different people in different boxes. Like Erica Spirit talked to me about this once. Just like her mom told her, like when you're mad at a friend, just remember like, hey, maybe that's not supposed to be your best friend. Maybe that's just a friend you hang out with every once in a while. And I think that's what the fuck it is. You know what I mean? And the problem is I think I try to make all of my friends my best friends. I'm like, oh, if you're a friend of me, you know, you got to be in the fucking circle, dude. You got to be at the birthday dinner. I mean, we just did a podcast together. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to step away from, is trying to pull people into this all or nothing thing. And instead, just fucking let the fucking natural waves and water that is life just be what it is. You know what I mean? I also realized how much of a fucking addictive personality I have. Yeah, it's all addictions with me. Like, that's why I've deleted, like, fucking dating apps. I've deleted, like, Snapchat, all that bullshit. Just fucking, because my brain gets into patterns and just, like, starts fucking, you know? Like, it just gets super, whatever thing I'm doing, if I'm enjoying, I get very addicted to that thing. So, like, that's why I'm trying to replace that shit with healthy. And what's interesting, though, is I don't have that for drinking. For some reason, I think it's because drinking, like, doesn't make my body feel great that I just can't, like, I just can't make that a fucking real habit. Like, if I have a heavy drinking day, the second day, like, I can't put a fucking drink to my lip. I just can't. My body's like, no, don't fucking do it. Like, my brain hurts. So I'm very lucky that way. But, like, I realized, like, since I've gone to the gym, like, 5 days last week, and, you know, right after I record this, I'm going to be back at the fucking gym. I just love it. It's like my new... feels like my new fucking religion. I think the key to me, like, the reason I like the gym for the first time in my life now is, for one, I'm just at a nice gym. It's just fucking nice, you know? I joined the Equinox, and you feel good being there. You just, that's it. And to me, I think that's a big thing. It's just, like, the way my brain works, I just need a place where I, like, feel comfortable and fucking, you know, and where I don't feel... You know, I just need a place where I just feel fucking like I can breathe and be in. So I joined the fucking gym and I've been loving going. By the way, I'm by far the most disgusting human at Equinox. Like, it's not even close. Like, there's not a human that looks like me at Equinox. I mean, people think, they're like, what the fuck? You know, are they letting like the janitors look better than me at Equinox. You understand? Like, they're in fucking better shape. You know, they look at me just like, ugh. It's just like, that's, and I'm pulling it together. I'm working out fucking 5 days a week. I'm coming in hot, but still, you know what I mean? I'm not the fucking best looking guy at Equinox. I'll tell you that. But this is like, now my new addiction is going to the fucking gym. And what the addiction I'm hoping to replace is fucking just eating emotionally all the fucking time, being lazy as hell. You know what I mean? Like, I just know whenever I feel sad or down or trying to control the anxiety or the chaos, I'm just stuffing my face. I'm not even hungry. I'm just fucking jamming pieces of bread into my face. You know what I mean? So, and I realize, like, now that I'm, you know, I'm drinking a little fucking protein, bro. going to the fucking gym, going to get fucking swole, bro. Feel my fucking, dude, feel how fucking hard my dick is right now, bro. That's the Equinox, bro. That's the fuck, that's what it is. So, I'm trying to replace all that shit with just fucking healthy patterns. That's why I deleted like fucking Snapchat and all that shit. I used to spend so much time sexting, you know, like just all, and for, you know, I just can't anymore. I just can't fucking spend all, like fucking an hour a day, you know. I'm over exaggerating, but you know what I mean? Like, I need to fucking focus that instead into a healthy relationship and just let that be what it is. So that's where I'm at. I know I'm fucking scrambling all over. Look, you think you fucking feel disoriented with all this shit? Imagine how I feel. This has been the last fucking 2 months of my life. But things are good. Things are good. I was, Jeff Bezos just called. That was fun. That was fun. Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon, gave me a ring. He's like, "Hey, bud, I just called, a big fan of the show." I was like, "Listen, Jeff, I don't really have a lot of time to be dilly-dallying on the phone anymore, okay? If you would have caught me a couple months ago, I would have, you know, I would have been happy to recommend you a guy who shaves your head or whatever you need. But right now, I'm a little busy, Jeff. Thanks. Thanks for understanding." I was a little rude, but, you know, I'm supporting the website. That's what matters. Speaking of which, fucking, you might have already noticed, new hoodies are out, folks. New fucking hoodies are out. I got mine sitting right here beside me. I'm about to wear it when I go hit the fucking gym. I love this thing. This is the best. I think this and the new shirts by far. These are the best pieces of merch we've made. It's definitely, the quality has definitely stepped up. So grab a fucking hoodie, dude. It's black hoodie season. We're living that black hoodie lifestyle. Just fucking grab one online. It gets sent to you quick. Made right here in New York City. So peep that. Go send. I think they're like $45. I could have made them more, people. I could have made them more, but I didn't. I fucking didn't. All right. But yeah, grab a hoodie, grab a tee, and of course support the Patreon at patreon.com/levfur. You can actually connect once you sign up, you can connect your code to just immediately download the episodes to your Spotify or iTunes, however you listen. But you can also comment on the episodes there. You can like them. There's a new bonus episode there every single Friday. So check it out. You know, check out the Patreon, support the show. You can either pay $5, $10, or $25 to support the show. So shout out to fucking everybody that's been supporting the show. I was going to read all the Patreon members here, but I don't, you know, some people like don't want their fucking their name shouted out. So I'm going to set up a poll on the Patreon itself of who wants to get shouted out so I can do that. That'll probably be next week. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm trying to fucking be productive. I'm trying to figure out if I'm autistic. That's my life now. I'm moving in a fucking week, you know, and, that's pretty much what's shaking, you know. I got some last minute Instagram questions that I wanted to go over here that you guys sent in. I might start doing this every week. I think every week we'll start doing like a little, what are your Instagram questions that we can go over, just as like quick ones. And also, if you have an email, send it into the show at thelevfirstshow@gmail.com. We'd love to go over it. We'd fucking love to go over it. You got a situation? Let's fucking talk about it, man. You already know what's what. You know what it is. You know? We got an email on there, too. We're going to fucking go over it. Actually, let's do that right now. We'll do the Instagram questions after. Let's do this email. This one's called No Subject. Very creative guy. Very creative guy. So, you know what I've noticed? It's a lot more men sending in emails, which is interesting. That is it. Guys, the show needs more male fans. You know what I mean? My fucking Instagram is 90% women. I can't just be creeping and looking at tits all day, all right? Send me some cock. Show your boyfriends the show. Show somebody you like the fucking show. You know what I mean? Yeah, share the show. Put it on your story. This one's called, "Hey, man, love the pod. Been listening for a while. Been to one of the live pods in DC. Was a good time. Just wanting some of your usually decent advice and insight." Fuck yeah, dude. That DC show was a lot of fun. That was a fun show. I loved that show. I brought Column Turl down. We had a great time. It was a hoot and a half. So about 4 months ago, me and my girlfriend of 5 years broke up. Okay, 4 months ago. We ended up on good terms. Neither of us was really happy. Mainly because I work a lot and never have time off, which is my own fault. But we'd argue kind of often, but not a lot. And we had a mostly really good relationship with a lot of passion. But we started dating when we were 15. And now we're 21. And I feel like we probably need to be single as adults and whatnot. So basically, I've hooked up with a few random chicks. Nothing really worth mentioning. Kind of started seeing one girl more frequently. But about a week ago, I met up with my ex for the first time since we broke up, and things escalated, and we got a hotel room and fucked a few times, and the sex was so fucking good. Doesn't even compare to anything I've had in the last 4 months, and I feel like I want to be back with her, or maybe at least see her, but she is reluctant because she thinks it will just fuck us up being single, and we will get feelings. But I still love her, and I feel like I'd rather only see her over any of this random pussy, or even this new girl. What do you think I should do? Should I just forget about my ex? She's actually a really fucking great person and is super hot. Not that I could give a fuck about how she looked. Of course you do. Don't lie to yourself. I just want to be with someone who makes me happy and pushes me and all that cheesy shit. I won't bore you. Okay, so you guys broke up 4 months ago, which, you know, you dated for 5 years. You're not fucking over it in the first place. Like, this is what happens. When guys break up, we immediately start fucking a ton of chicks. And then this huge feeling of loneliness just drops on us like a fucking anvil. You know what I mean? And then we're like, oh, shit. I think maybe I was better off in a relationship. I loved her. She loved me. She wanted me, you know, she pushed me to be, you know, to try to be better. You know? Etc. Like that, you start missing that. So let's look at the reasons you guys broke up first. You said mainly it's because you work a lot. Now, what I've heard, well, you know, usually, I mean, this would probably apply to older people, is that a sign of being a workaholic is that you're in a bad relationship. But you're at a fucking young age where you should be working a lot, man. So I'm not going to apply that here. But you said we would argue kind of often. We had a mostly really good relationship, but you guys just kind of felt like you're better off single. That's what it sounds like. And I've had a very similar relationship before of, you know, I think the number one thing you kind of have to accept, though, is like, you're not over this yet, dude. Like, they say it takes like half the length of a relationship to get over it. So you're not going to be, you're still, of course, like, you know what I mean? You're still going to miss like your fucking homie. That's who your girl is. She's your homie. You're going to miss her. So you kind of have to accept that. Yeah, maybe I'm not over this. And of course, the sex is going to be so much better. Of course it is. You guys know each other. There's so much heartbreak and love and passion there. You know what I mean? That all makes for like rich, rich sex. Very rarely is like a one-night stand great sex. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking good at sex. Even when I have a one-night stand, I'm like, man, I kind of hated that a little bit. Not the sex itself, but just the after, the feelings after of like the second you come, you're just like, was that even worth the time? I just like fuck some stranger, like, you know what I mean? She clearly wants to stick around. She wants to sleep over. I kind of want the bed to myself. These are, you know, you just, it's all just, it doesn't come from a fucking awesome place. You know what I mean? So of course, it's not even going to be close, man. It's going to be so much better, you know. But I do think that's not a good reason to be in a relationship. I think what you need to do, honestly, you know, you guys are both fucking 21, man. What you guys need to do is you need to let yourselves get over one another. You need to go, you know, you're spending all this time arguing and shit. Like, dude, if you're anything like me, you're not, you know. I'm in the, for the first time in my life, I'm in an affair where I'm not arguing. In my life, bro, like every fucking relationship I had before was arguments. It was arguments and fights. And that's not a knock on them. It's a knock on me. You understand? Like, sure, girls that I would date would start a lot of fucking, you know, just random stupid problems a lot. And granted, it was very hard to date me at the time. I was very swept up in my own bullshit. Like, I was fucking, you know, I spent all day on my Instagram going through my fucking DMs. You know, you get caught up in all that dumb shit. It's like, you got, it takes a little while for a guy to kind of grow up a little bit and mature a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, it takes us a minute. We're kind of fucking stupid. We're kind of dumb. So, dude, you're fucking 21, man. And, you know, based on the punctuation in this email, like, you know, we you need some time to be alone and fucking grow on your own. Why am I don't know why I'm shitting on you. I'm just fucking around. But no, for real, like, dude, you guys both need to give yourselves fucking 8 months where you're not fucking and you're not talking, just so you can get out. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing: you're always gonna feel like your ex is your best option until you truly get excited about somebody else. That's what it was for me. And you know, until you truly get excited for somebody else, and then you realize, oh, fuck, it is possible, you know? It is possible to get excited about somebody else. It might not feel exactly the same, but it's different, and that's okay, too. So it's like, you know, that's what's going to kind of crack it in your head for you. And you got to go through all this shit, man. You should have a little time where you fuck around and you be casual, and you start to see the downsides of that. You see the upsides of it. You see the downsides of it. Like, you need to be in all these situations to get these fucking perspectives, man. Like, I think that's important. And the best thing you can do is fucking talk to older people who are in relationships who aren't, and ask them what it's like for them, what it is in there. Get as much, just mine as much wisdom as you can from people. Ask them shit. You know what I mean? And, you know, you say you still love her, and, dude, you should. You fucking should, man. You were in a young love. You've dated since you were 15. You should love her. It's like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and she asked me, she's like, how are you still, like, friends with, like, your exes? Like, because, you know, I'm still on very good terms with a few exes, and it's because, like, yeah, I still love this person. You know what I mean? I have friends that girls that I've just dated for 2 weeks that, like, I love this part. Like, we're friends. You know what I mean? Like, we hang out. You know, we understand each other. We get along. I like this part. I have a love for them. You know what I mean? So, of course, you're going to fucking have that. Nobody's going to expect you not to. And, you know, you're saying she's a great person. She's super hot. Of course she is. That's why you fucking dated her, dude. So, but what I do, and here's the truth, man. Is if it's supposed to work out, it fucking will. It really will. Like, you know, if you guys are both single and on your own for 3-4 years, and then you decide, you know, you kind of just keep coming back to one another, then, you know, then you'll know. And then at least you'll come back to each other like fucking older, bro. Like, you're going to have gone through a couple of shitty relationships by then, and then you're not going to be arguing as much. You're going to be appreciating the things you guys can work on together. A lot of this shit is just age. It really is. A lot of this shit is just fucking age. It's just getting to a place where you can sustain and fucking, you know, and work with somebody in a relationship. It's not an easy thing to do. It's a very fucking difficult thing to do. Like, the thing I'm facing right now is getting into a relationship, the pressure of that, the mental pressure of being like, okay, now it's fucking for real. Now, you know, there's a scoreboard. Now we're counting. That's the thing I'm thinking through right now and trying figuring out. But my advice to you, man, don't fuck. Just be single. Just have that love in your heart for her, and just kind of take, dude, be 21. Just fucking be 21 for a little while and grow up. So that way you can look up at 24, 25 and be like, okay, fuck. All right. I think maybe I can give that a shot now. That's my advice. I mean, ultimately, you're going to fucking, with situations like this, you're going to follow impulses. And you might learn the same lessons I did. Maybe that's going to be what happens. But I don't recommend fuck. At least you already got the fucking hotel fuck story out of it. You know, do you need more? And just one thing, just don't expect random pussy to be awesome. Random pussy's awesome when you're like, you have not had random pussy in a long time. That's when it's fucking exciting. You know, I'm like, I don't even care about pussy anymore. Like, I just want to see, like, I want to see you just take your tits out for a second and maybe make out with me. And then we can just get back to the party. You know what I mean? Like, it's what it is. Let's do these fucking last minute Insta questions real quick. This one is from Taylor. Visiting a guy I've never met before. Weird or sexy to send lingerie to his place in advance? You're visiting a guy you never met. Okay, I don't. If you're like fucking moving in with somebody for a weekend and you never met them, I think that's just insane. If you are doing that, if you're there for a few days, I think sending lingerie to their place is not the worst idea. I think it's fine. I think it's interesting. I think, like, you know, they might be like, huh. But I don't think there's anything more than a huh from him if it's negative. If you're there for a fucking night, then, but see, even then, I don't think I would be like fucking, you know, when I first read this earlier, I thought it was a little weird. Now that I think about it, like, you know, you just seem like you're prepared. I don't think it's weird. I think it could be a sexy move. I think if you want to send lingerie, like, be you. If you are the type of chick who's hanging out with a dude you never known and you fucking send lingerie, like, if it's just his house, and you're going on a date, yeah, that's a little out of line. You know what I mean? Don't be fucking sending me packages. If it's, you know, if it's like some kind of, you guys have a, you know, are having a sex retreat and you want to send some lingerie there, then that's different. That's a different story. Go for it. To send it to his place in advance. I don't know. Like, personally, if I were you, I probably wouldn't do it. You know, that's just my personality. But you're you. You know, maybe you're you, and this is the kind of guy who's like, oh, I fucking love that. So, that's just one of those, you got to just follow your impulse on it. I don't think it'll be the end of the world. You know what I mean? But it's like, imagine if you don't meet up or the date falls through or some shit. Now this guy's wearing your lingerie around the house. You want that? You spent good money on that, babe. You really, you know? Is that a picture you want to paint for yourself? This one's from Sarah. What is your stance on kissing a girl after you come in her mouth? Swallow and or spit. That's the only time I will kiss a girl. I need to be tasting my load. Do you understand? If I'm kissing you and I'm not tasting cum, oh, it's fucking over. You know what I mean? Like, I think you got to be a gentleman. I think if a girl just swallowed your cum, I mean, I probably wouldn't go for it. Like, I think the rule is you just shouldn't be able to see the cum. I think that's the rule. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go in for the kiss when your whole just lower half of your face is just glazed in cum. I'm not just going to play that off. Like, it's like, no, it's fucking great job, babe. That was nice. No. You know, you come, you give her a big bottle of water or whatever, you know, you let her hydrate, you let her fucking get that taste out of her mouth, and then you go back to doing what it is. I probably won't do a lot of tongue kissing after that, but for sure, I'll give you a kiss like a gentleman, a nice little sensual something. But honestly, like, it's not a big fucking deal. Who cares? You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? This one is, how do you balance playing hard to get without being an asshole? From Kennedy. From President John F. Kennedy. Jesus. Buddy, you got bigger problems. Now, how do you balance playing hard to get without being an asshole? Just don't be a fucking asshole. Just don't be an asshole. Like, if you're, like, do your things. I think an emoji goes a long way here, too. Like, a fucking smirk face. Or something like that. You guys, use that smirk face, man. It's going to make your life a lot easier. You know? I think you can gate. Like, I hate it when a girl's, like, being overly hard to get or just being, like, a dick, you know? I hate that shit. I'm like, oh, maybe if you're lucky, I'll let you. It's like, dude, how fucking old are we? You know what I mean? Just, like, keep it light. Keep it fun. I've just had too much of that in my life. Like, and if a, I don't want any, like, I don't need that. Just keep it light. This one's, would it be weird if I asked a guy I'm very casually fucking to a comedy show with me? This is from a Patreon. This is from Alex. Shout out, Alex. No, I don't think that's weird at all. Dude, support fucking live comedy. I'm in favor of you going to a comedy show no matter what. I don't care what the fucking content. You could bring your dead mom. I don't care. Just bring her. We'll pull up a chair. I mean, your question being like, should you invite very casual shit? No, just go fucking go to a show. Who gives a shit? Fucking have a good time together. And speaking of which, I'm in fucking Tampa on October 7th, folks. I'm in Tampa, Florida, October 7th. I'm fucking excited. You can get tickets at levford.com. Go to the shows tab. Get your tickets. Bring the crew out. If you got tickets, fucking tag me on Instagram. I'll repost you. I'm so fucking excited to go do a headlining set again, man. I'm like writing out my material. That, a lot of new shit. A lot of new stuff I'm working out. So I'm really fucking excited to do that show, man. It's been so long since I got to do like 45 minutes on stage. But come out. Come out to fucking Tampa. Invite the crew. How to avoid the happy medium of giving app dudes a chance while also avoiding weirdos. That's interesting because I'm so like direct and forward with when I was on dating apps that I feel like, and you can't hear people's tone and you can't hear the way people are in real life. And I think that's a big problem with just only talking to people through fucking messaging and text. That's why I don't do it. Yeah, I don't know. I think you just got to trust your intuition on that kind of shit of like, all right, do I think this guy's fucking weird? And if you do, you know, maybe also hit the FaceTime, guys. Fucking hit that FaceTime call. I think that's a key move. You can kind of see how people just fucking surprise them with a FaceTime. Go, what's up? Who are you? What's your story? What do you do? And don't just FaceTime somebody and then be silent. Like, come ask a couple questions. You know what I mean? This was from Kit. Navigating first dates in COVID world. Hug/no hug, asking their vibe on distancing, etc. I mean, look, I already had fucking COVID, so I'm definitely biased here. If I'm going to meet somebody on a date right now, I wonder. I think I would hug. Yeah, I think I would just say fuck it. You know what I mean? I think you just have that awkward little moment of like, are we fist bumping? Are we hugging? What are we doing? I'm like a hug, kiss on the cheek kind of guy. I'm Russian. You know, that's how we do. It's a little fucking culture when we say hello. But yeah, I you know, just kind of gauge it in that microsecond. It's not something you need to worry about. It's not something you need to overthink. If you hug a guy and he like freaks the fuck out, you know what I mean? Probably not the guy for you. And this one, we'll do this as the last one. How do you tell if a guy is being nice versus hitting on you? Is his cock out, Danielle? Is his foot? No. I'm fucking around. How do you tell if a guy's being nice versus hitting on you? You know, you could just go, are you hitting on me? Just ask him that. Yeah, that's like a fucking trick move that you could use at all times. If you don't know if a guy is hitting on you, just with a smile say, are you hitting on me right now? Then, and you're going to know. You're going to fucking know. Put it on him. Man, the shit I come up with off the top of my head. It's fuck, you know what I mean? This is why we're here, folks. This is why we're fucking here. I'm buying into my own hype again. So share the fucking pod. I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. Join the Patreon. New episodes every single Friday. We just posted one up the other day as a solo episode. And send in your emails. Buy a hoodie. Do everything you can. And I love you guys, man. I fucking love you. I appreciate you being here for this little honesty hour. And I will see you guys on the Friday episode. I'll be bringing a guest onto the Patreon. Love you. Cheers. Bye. Thank you.